I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bret Hart going to rip Marcus Morris too? Or how's that going to go?
He's dangerous.
So wait, he says he's done this even more and he's just gotten away with it?
Coming after you.
So now he's admitting to past crimes. Are they going to go back? Are they?
Oh, hell. That's just good, strong stuff.
I love this. This is out of nowhere.
I remember, it feels like it's out of nowhere. When they got Kendrick Perkins, like the bloodlust was unquenchable. When they got Kendrick Perkins, like, oh, here he comes. He's going to knock everybody out. And it was like never really like that. And then Marcus Morris, I get home last night, I turn on the TV, whoop, elbow in the jaw. Oh, okay, well, that's the end of his night. He's gone. And now he's trying to impart wisdom and toughness on the rest of the team. He's on a 10-day contract, which, to what you said, can make them not look as good for that. 10-day contract guy trying to make you guys tougher.
I think if you were to ask the fans, they'd be like, sign him to a 5-year contract.
Well, I was thinking, can we sign him for the rest of the season?
I think if they have the roster space. I know they're going to be getting Max Strus back, Donovan Mitchell. Ty Jerome has just been one of the worst free agency signings ever.
What's their finishing moves, though? I need to know.
Maybe you'll find out in the playoffs.
474-0092. Let me get to Wayne in Youngstown. Wayne, you're first up on the fan.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Now, wait a minute. Before I flip out. Let me understand.
You're
this.
Gonna flip out?
Yeah, because last year you guys said that the Cavs got punked out by the Knicks, right? And you and especially you, Ken, you went on a whole diatribe for about 20 minutes talking about how soft they were. You only thing you didn't say was that they need to go home and put on their wife's thong.
I didn't. Well, of course, I wouldn't say that, Wayne. What the hell? Why would I say that?
I'm just saying you flipped out on them, Ken. But now that they got a guy that's being a tough and doing what they're supposed to do, now you guys are saying that it's too much and that he shouldn't deserve
a
dog chain.
What did I say was too much? No, I don't think you should give a dog chain and have a big public display after something like that happens.
Why not? This is the toughness what they need. We're going into the playoffs, man.
Because I just think that the penalty would be a little bit more. Like, if you were, Wayne, if you were with the NBA and you were in charge of whatever punishment and you found out that they gave them the junkyard dog chain and that they were taking pictures and celebrating it, well, you wouldn't have a problem with that if you were the NBA?
I'm going to be totally honest with you. You know why I would not? Because...
Then you're not being totally honest with me. You're not being told. If you worked for the NBA, you're not. Then you're saying that you would not be totally honest with me.
Listen, listen. Is this okay? So is this a bad thing what he did?
I didn't say it was a bad thing. I think it was worse to put the junkyard dog chain on him.
Okay, so as long as they didn't put the chain on him, then the rest of this is fine.
Well, yes,
Wayne. I think there's a bit of a difference though here. I do think it's a bit of a difference between what we consider.
Wait a minute, Lima. Yeah. Because you were the cheerleading for Ken. when he said that the Cavs got punked out last year.
And they did. So they did. But just administering cheap shots does not make you a tough team. It's rebounding. It is being physical in the paint, not getting pushed around. But that's not what we're talking about here. This was a total cheap shot, and he's admitting, yeah, I've done this already a few times. He's just trying to stick with the team. I get it. Like, I totally understand that. And fans love to see, you know, guys mixing it up.
But don't confuse that
with all of a sudden we're ready to play the Knicks. Listen,
don't you think it's a difference in a cheap shot and also setting the tone? Don't you think it's a difference?
Yeah, he's admitted he's tried to set the tone like three times.
Yes.
Then that's all he's doing. He's just setting the tone for the rest of the guys.
How can he set the tone when he's on a 10-day contract, Wayne?
You don't think that this 10-day is about to be extended for the rest of the year because of that?
I would certainly, Wayne, and thank you for the call. I would certainly hope so, because I don't know if they're going to get themselves into a huddle in the first round of the playoffs and go, guys, let's remember what Marcus taught us when he was here for a week and a half.
Yeah, brass knuckles with you.
You would think every team would have signed Marcus Morris. Every 10-day new team, a Marcus Morris barnstorming toughness tour, that he would just add his flavor to every single team and hope to change their DNA, go from soft to tough.
Jameson,
if it were that easy.
Jameson in Cleveland Heights, you're next up on the Fan.
Hello?
Yes, we have you.
Hello, guys. I've been listening to you two for a long time. I really think that you guys are most of the time right with a lot of your takes.
You think I'm wrong here.
But I think Marcus Morris is a really, really, really important pickup for the Cavs. I think it can really help. I know that he's only on a 10-day contract, and it can kind of be a good look giving him the junkyard dog chain after we played a really bad team. Mm-hmm. But you got to look at it like this. The Cavs are a sub-500 team without Donovan Mitchell. They literally have not shown any, like, aliveness or spark since we've had that Max Strus insane half-court shot. We're down Dean Wade. We're down Max Strus. And they were a little slouchy last night against the Hornets. And maybe it's not the exact move they needed to pick it up, but I think Marcus Morris just kind of, you know, giving a nice MMA shot there, kind of sent the Cavs into a run.
Jameson. Like, I think he can help, but I don't think that's going to...
Is that a formula for the rest of the games that they're losing in the first quarter?
I don't think it's necessarily a formula, but it's more so like you were slouching against the Hornets, which you have no business doing at home when you have three of your four-star players in a lineup, and you just need...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Did something. Now, I'm not saying he should do this every game. He shouldn't even do it against good teams, but he also can shoot the three ball really good in the corner. And he can play some decent perimeter defense when it's called for.
He's not a bad player. He's not a bad player at all. Like, I'm not ripping him for getting him. Like, this is not, I'm not even ripping Marcus Morris for doing it, Jameson. Thank you for the call. I just don't think it was a good idea to put the junkyard dog chain on the guy afterwards and make a big display out of it. You don't agree? You agree with that, don't you? It's just a bad idea.
Well, they're flaunting it. They're flaunting cheap shots. I know, but fans are saying, wait a second. Draymond Green is one of the celebrated players in the NBA.
Going to be a Hall of Famer.
They're giving him a post-NBA career already on Inside the NBA. He's got a podcast, and he's celebrated.
He's played with one organization his entire career. This is a guy on a 10-day contract. There is a tremendous difference out of this. If Draymond Green goes to send a message, I don't know if it's done that much anymore, but like 4 years ago, when Draymond Green went to send a message, then that would be celebrated. This is a 10-day contract, so to me, it does make it a little bit scary going, this guy's here for 10 days and already he's the toughest guy amongst all of you?
Right, by far.
So there has to be a little bit of a fear there.
Let me ask you, is that toughness to
concern?
You? I do think there is a difference. And by the way, he is a tough player, don't get me wrong. But is that what demonstrates toughness? Or is toughness earned over the course of a training camp and a season? And a guy that's with you through thick and through thin? Just a guy that just comes in and parachutes in and does this. I don't know that that's the same thing.
I do think it's toughness because there's 12 years of experience behind him. It's like, hey, Marcus Morris, you don't. I mean, all of us have respected Marcus Morris for a dozen years in the league. He's been a tough player for a long time. I don't think he's necessarily a headhunter. I mean, that's kind of a joke. I think he's been a quality basketball player for a long time.
Oh, the responses to this video would indicate.
I also know he's not.
Otherwise, he is being called a thug. They're saying, get him out of the league. But he has a history. He does have a history.
Because he ain't going to take anything from anybody.
But my larger point is, if people think just having Marcus Morris would have been the difference in the Knicks series last year because of a cheap shot, I think that is laughable. No, they had issues boxing out, rebounding, hustle. Being able to stop Jalen Brunson isn't just giving a forearm shiver to the neck.
We are holding on to a very thin thread if we feel that way. Mike and Shaker Heights, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, so when the Browns signed Joe Flacco, we were like, what can Joe Flacco do? You know, and Marcus Morris has the potential to be Joe Flacco for the Cavaliers. I mean, he's older.
The same thing.
Mike,
I've been saying it, Mike, and now
leave
you said
it. Don't you do this. The Don't same you leave thing, him Mike. There. Mike, you compare Joe Flacco to Marcus Morris?
In the sense of locker room presence, veteran leadership, yes, I am. I mean, Flacco bought credibility to our offense.
That's right, Mike.
He's going to bring us toughness that we need around the
That's
league.
Right,
I mean,
Mike.
And it is what it is. Let's go. Re-sign this guy.
Let's go.
Mike, thank you for the call.
Let's go.
Yeah, how did Philly let him get away?
Because they don't respect toughness.
How did the Jets let Joe Flacco get away?
This year.
This year
is not Philly.
They needed a backup quarterback after Aaron Rodgers went down. I mean,
you're talking about the soft-ass 76ers.
Wait till you see.
It's all going to come to a head Friday.
Joel Embiid's going down, man.
Yeah, Maxey thinks he's gonna have a foray to the basket. He's going to be set on his ass. That's toughness.
That's a call of the year. That's the call of the year. Again, you cannot underestimate how much the city loves Joe Flacco. You can be as mad as you want online, man. They just compared Marcus Morris to Joe Flacco. James in Middlefield.
I'd pay $120 for his autograph right now.
It's a picture. Hello, James. Go ahead.
I got to give a shout-out to the ball from Middlefield who conjured the noun diatribe. That's a good word. Hey. I've heard that in a while. Yeah.
You go.
Yeah. But so anyways, I try to come in talk about the Browns, but so the dude bowed a guy in the game. I mean, and you're upset about it? Who's upset about it there?
I'm not upset.
On your end.
James, ain't no one upset about it here.
We were laughing about it. Who's upset about it?
I don't think it's advantageous for the Cavs. I'm not saying it's a disgusting act or anything like that. It's not a good look to put the junkyard dog chain on a guy who's on a 10-day contract.
The junkyard. Dude, you got to explain. Dude, I'll keep it a buck with you. I don't watch NBA too much. So what do you mean junkyard chain? Do you have the turnover chain?
No, they have this big, basically it's kind of the same thing. It's like the player of the game.
Yeah.
And they have this big, like, Cavs logo. It's encrusted
in diamonds.
So we got
for Bona guy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So that is kind of weak. I'm just going to bow a guy and I get it. Yeah, that is weak.
That's the point.
But okay, so that's weak. But in terms of just the energy, in terms of y'all want to win a net, a ship around these parts, I kind of like it, dude. I kind of like it.
All right, James.
Yeah, load
Thank
it up.
Thank you very much.
Let's go.
James staying a little too close to the mulch fire.
James feels the same.
Is that how they all talk at Middlefield?
I've only been there once.
I mean, I've been to Mary Yoder's. I don't remember everybody talking like that.
I actually been to the general store there, and I remember. Coming up at 9 o'clock, George Niang. We got to ask him. Like, George, you didn't give a little side eye when they...
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. What a perfect time. What a perfect time. And with the new rules, maybe Marcus Morris thought he'd get away with this because they're allowing junkyard basketball. They are allowing prison ball right now. Notice, you can't buy a trip to the free throw line with the new rules. What does George Niang have to say about that?
George is going to drive here and knock my head off after that last segment. Coming up at 9, George Niang up next. I always call him the marble mouth of Crawford County. He is the Chicken Little of the fan. A total overdone freakout. Lima actually agrees with me on this over Cade York, of all people, yesterday. Ken Carman, Tone Master General, take us with you to work on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.